You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, No Filter Friday. Let's see what Stephanie's up to. Hey, Stephanie, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Super.
Hey, thank you for keeping us company. Tell us you've got some fun holiday plans. Anything good that will make us all jealous?
Well, I don't know if it'll make you jealous, but we're going to Oklahoma. Going to Tulsa, visit some friends, Catoosa.
No, not jealous.
You're laughing at it.
Well, I'm laughing because the rule is if anybody mentions Oklahoma on this show, I have to sing the song.
Oh, okay, I'll sing it with you. Ready?
Ready? Oklahoma, where the wind comes.
That was a disaster.
Down the plane.
Should
have just let you do it by yourself.
I know, it was a disaster.
So what's going on in Tulsa? What's there?
Well, so it's actually Catoosa.
Oh.
And if you've ever been down Route 66, they have the blue whale.
Oh.
You got to Google it. I'm not kidding.
There it is, the blue whale of Catoosa. It's like a little pond with a handmade whale in it.
You got to love a landlocked state like Oklahoma. You know, a landlocked state like Oklahoma featuring a whale there's something humorous about that just in itself.
That's an ugly whale.
You guys are kind of breaking up. I can't really hear you. Normally it's the other person, right?
I can hear us just fine.
Are you guys still there?
It's always the other person.
Now we won't know about the blue whale of Catoosa.
No. You don't want to. You're making fun of me. No. It's really cool, but it's Route 66. So my friends that I'm going to visit, his grandpa built it.
Oh, really? So it looks like you can climb into the mouth. You kind of go out on the lake in it. It's got a slide that you can slide down into the water.
Well, and it's wearing a baseball cap.
Yep.
You used to be able to slide into it. You can't anymore. But, so we're going out there, and we're going to see the blue whale and shoot some fireworks. It's really pretty.
Can you imagine the Google Analytics this morning, Dom, where there has been an explosion for searches of the blue whale of Catoosa? Yeah. Right now at Google, they're like, what is going on right now?
Everyone's looking at it. I've even seen a picture here of the way they light it up for Christmas.
Yeah.
They have the whale pulling Santa's sleigh.
What's the story behind the whale? Why? Just why?
So it was built by my friend's her husband's grandpa.
Why
built it for his wife? They used to have
here,
it used to be like a huge thing. There was his grandpa was like a snake charmer, had all kinds of snakes in there. There was all kinds of other stuff, and just kind of a neat thing.
Jeremy, the story I see is that his name was Hugh Davis, and he built it in the early 1970s as a surprise anniversary gift to his wife, Zelta.
She must have been so happy. That's up there with the dude building the Taj Mahal for his wife, right?
Yeah, right up there.
It's the next one in line.
When she said, honey, you shouldn't have, she really meant it. Honey, you shouldn't have.
No, you shouldn't have. No, no, it's cool. If you're ever traveling like the old Route 66, you know.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like somewhere that you'd stop off just for funsies, just to get a funny picture.
Right? Go see the big giant ball of yarn and the upside down cars and the Cadillacs. Have you ever seen that one on Route 66?
Carhenge?
Yeah, Carhenge. Or is that in Nebraska?
That's in Nebraska.
No.
You think
it's
something else?
Nebraska? The upside down Cadillac?
Oh, I don't know that one.
I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
What's funny
really?
About this?
You could spray paint them and it's funny.
Boy.
Or it's fun.
Here's what I like, Stephanie, is how badly you are talking yourself into enjoying this trip to Oklahoma.
No. I'm going to go see our friends, which is the biggest thing. I just thought I'd throw in the blue whale because they live across the street from it. And like, it's part of their family.
What does that do for your resale value?
Really good, honestly. They sold it for a lot of money.
God.
Well, Steph, do you have any questions for us about the show or anything?
About, are you bored with me, Jeremy?
No, yeah, a little bit.
I think we.
I mean, if we're being honest,
we've mined everything we can with the blue whale.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, what else is? You got anything else?
Okay,
before people punch out of our station in droves.
Oh my gosh! Wow, you guys are harsh.
No, we just know when it's time to move on.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
We're broadcast professionals, Stephanie.
No, but really, do you have a question for us or anything else that was like on your mind?
She has no
questions.
What are you guys? What are you guys doing this weekend?
This weekend?
Or no, the 4th.
Just for the holiday?
I can't tell you that. It's illegal.
Jeremy can't tell you.
Secret? You'd have to kill me.
Yeah.
I want to go somewhere, but my wife has a broken foot, so she's in a boot, and she's not real mobile.
Yeah.
So all the hiking that we normally would do is out. So
you could take her in like a wheelchair, and you know, just back her up the rocks, you know, up the hill. Just back up. You could probably pull it off.
Stephanie, we're gonna go take Gina's call now. You drive carefully. Have
all
a great time. Do us a favor.
Thank you
do
so
us
much.
A favor.
Yes.
Hold
What's
on.
That? Take a
when
take
you get to
the
blue whale, yes. But we want a picture of you in front of the blue whale,
please.
Okay, I will do that. Will you actually post it if I send
it? If you'd like us to. Do we have your permission to post it?
You have my permission. I would love that. The blue whale in Catoosa, Oklahoma, Route 66.
You need to be in the photo, though, okay?
Okay. I'll be in the photo.
All right. Hopefully we can tell you apart.
Yeah, Stephanie's the one on the left.
All right. You
have
guys
a nice
have a
holiday.
Great... Yes, you too.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Bye. I love you.
Hugs, kisses.
Who's next?
Here's Caitlin. Caitlin, good morning. What are you doing for the holiday? Anything fun?
We're going to go to a Rockies game.
Okay.
I'm really excited. This is my first time in Colorado out with my aunt, so I'm like, had to go see a Rockies game.
Oh, why not? Do you have good seats?
Yeah, we're on the first base side, I'm pretty sure. On the first base foul line.
Oh, so they'll have the sun in your eyes then for
be
most
great.
Of the game.
Wear your sunscreen. Bring your shades.
Oh, I'll wear lots of sunscreen. I don't want to burn.
Now, wait a minute. Did you say this is like you're just here visiting Colorado? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I'm interning with my aunt for in Colorado. I'm actually from Pennsylvania, so.
Interning? What are you doing for your internship?
Accounting. It's a lot of fun.
False.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Caitlin is going to end up making a lot of money.
You will.
So she'll be able to buy more fun than you know what to do with, because she's going to be rolling at it here eventually.
You're going to retire early because you're good with numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you choose accounting as a career path?
I just
honestly,
told you.
I knew that I was good with numbers, so I was always told like business, and I couldn't deal with like blood or anything. So I was like, I can't be in nursing or any of that stuff. No healthcare for me.
Those are our two choices, numbers or blood.
Yeah, those are
and
the
she
two.
Went with numbers.
You better do numbers.
Hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
And you're living with your aunt? Is that correct?
Yes. I'm staying with my aunt and my uncle.
Is there anything they do that like is super annoying that you're like, I got to get out of here as soon as possible?
You can tell us.
No, they don't do anything annoying, but we're always together. So I was like, sometimes like, you just need to go outside and, I don't know.
Give me a little break.
Yeah.
It's hard to bring, like, boys home and stuff, you know, if your aunt and uncle's always there.
I actually went on a date, like, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Kind of funny. Yeah, my aunt was like, where did we go?
Well, where did you meet this person?
Oh, Tinder.
Ugh.
But he's really cool. He actually is, like, interested in me and, like, all that, so... Kind of cool.
It's been 2 weeks and you haven't seen him again?
Well, I saw him Monday. We went to the softball field and
made out.
No, we were throwing the softball. I'm very big into softball, so.
So he's pretending to be into it as well, so he can make out later at your aunt and uncle's house.
You know it's true.
That's so funny.
I know, right?
It's true. Come on,
it's true.
It's absolutely
maybe.
True.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, thank good luck you with so your much. Schooling and with this. What's the new guy's name?
The new guy?
Yeah, what's his name?
The dude you're dating.
Yeah, it's a boy.
Yeah, what's his name?
What's his first name?
Oh, what's his name? His name is Cheo. He's actually really cool.
Cheo?
Well,
Cheo,
listen,
yes.
All the best to you guys. Have fun at the Rockies game. Bring home a victory for us, okay?
Oh, will do. It was right, so great to talk to you guys. I hear you guys every morning.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Best, Caitlin.
You're so
good
sweet.
Good luck with your schooling, and have a fun weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.